Oh, yeah, it's draft day, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, Packers fans? Everywhere around the world, I already saw someone checking in from London. I hope you are all great this morning. That's right, the NFL draft starts tonight, and we'll be live streaming all 3 days of it here at Cheesehead TV on YouTube, on Facebook, and on our Twitch page. Twitch channel is coming to life. It's rumbling to life. We'll be on all three platforms tonight. Can't wait. Hope you'll join us. It's going to be a ton of fun. We got AJ Dillon helping us to kick things off tonight at 8 o'clock. Make sure you're there for that. And we'll have a couple other surprise guests throughout the day, in the evening, and throughout the weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope you all stop on by to find out who the Packers select at pick 29. And we all know some people will be happy. Some people will be upset. And some people will say, who? I can't wait. It's always a lot of fun. Going to be a great time. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Good to see everybody. Get that beer going. Going to be a fun draft. That's what I'm talking about. I'm back live ignoring work. Bubbatron, don't be ignoring work on our account now. Come on now. Come on. Stay in school. Don't do drugs. Did you ban Bakhtiari? I get it. No, no. Cooler heads have prevailed. I believe David will be joining us this evening. I can't wait for you to lose your mind. I think it's going to be hard to top last year. I was surprised at the move up for a quarterback. After last year, I think the surprise is done. I think whatever happens tonight outside of drafting a punter in the first round, I'm not going to be surprised. But we'll see. Never know. Big B, what's up? How you doing? Let's go. JoJo's gone. What's up, man? How are you? Charlene is here. Hello, Charlene, over there in the Philippines. I hope you're doing well. Thanks for the super chat. Next, to celebrate draft day, a 15-year pappy for one player and a 23-year for two. Make you're insane. Well, there it is. One player gets us a bottle of pappy. If any one of the five draft crushes in my video gets selected by the Packers, either today or throughout the proceedings, all 3 days, getting a bottle of pappy. Charlene, you are the bomb.com. We don't deserve you. I hope to see you tonight or whenever that is in your world. Thank you, Charlene. Donnie, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Give me Greg Newsom or give me death. But seriously, can't wait to carry the G with you and the rest of Cheesehead TV crew tonight. Go Pack, go. Thanks, Donnie. I'll see you tonight. Greg Newsom, I'll be surprised if he's available at 29. I mean, stranger things have happened, but I think he'll be gone before the Packers are on the clock. Now, maybe they trade up for him. Maybe they trade up to 21 with the Colts and grab him. But I'm not holding my breath on that one. I've been wrong before, though. Goodness knows. That was never right. William, thanks for the super chat. Do you think Goot needs to do better in mid to late rounds? He's killed early rounds. I think he's great. Well, you look at the hit rate so far, and certainly that first draft is a tough one to look at. After that, I think it's still kind of settling in. But, yeah, you would hope that's where you find the kind of the core of your team, right, the guts of your team. When you got guys like Oren Burks and Josh Jackson not able to get on the field at their respective positions, that hurts you. But I think it's way too early on. Obviously, last year's draft and even 2 years ago, I think guys are rounding into shape. Ask me again in 2 or 3 years, and we'll see once he's got a body of work to lay out. But that first draft, I think, colors a lot of perceptions there, and it for a good reason, because it was not good. Lawrence, thanks for the super chat. So far from these first 3 years, what do you think is Goot's biggest difference in draft philosophy from Ted? Oh, going up to get guys that he clearly wants. I don't think there's any question. It's not something Ted did very often. You know, obviously not, if I remember right, ever in the first round, but even in later rounds, Ted was very loath to move up. Ted would almost always want to trade back. Now, there were obvious exceptions throughout the years, one or two. One that really hurt was the Jason Spriggs trade up, but for the most part, Ted let the draft come to him, and Brian seems to be a little bit more aggressive. You know, and that's not to say one's right or wrong. You still got to make the right picks, and guys going to have hits, they're going to have misses. The question, you know, as a general manager, you want to make sure you have more hits than misses. And I think Brian so far is trending towards having more hits than misses. But as we were talking about the mid-round stuff, certain positions was something I was asking him about earlier this week. Yeah, I think he's got to up that hit quotient a little bit. But yeah, for me, that's the kind of the glaring difference between the two. No doubt about that. Aiden, thanks for the super chat. Tony, or we riot. He's a possibility. I wouldn't be surprised if he was taken like right before the Packers pick. It's weird having the Saints right there with a lot of the same needs. he could be a Saint. But, you know, hey, I'd be down with it if he's there at 29 and they take him. Lance, thanks for the super chat. Thoughts, Lance? So many thoughts. I have so many thoughts. Scott, offensive tackle with one of the first two picks? I would think so. That's my guess. I have no idea which offensive tackle will be available after it sifts through the first round and all the teams in front of them have chosen, because I think a lot of offensive tackles will go off the board, but I think the depth is such that there will still be someone worth taking at 29, and I think that will be the pick. I have no idea who that might be, but given where the talent lies in this draft, I think to me that probably makes the most sense. I just keep hearing Ted talk about athletic big men, whether on offensive or defensive lines, and, you know, Ted saying, the good Lord only made so many. And you're picking there at 29, so your first round pick. Get a big guy that's going to serve you well along the trenches on either side of the ball that you can stick in for the next 5-10 years. Sorry, guys. That's what I would do. That's just me. And that's, I think, how it's going to shake out tonight. Joseph, thanks to the super chat. Give me Cosme, Newsom, or Barmore. Well, at least that means we'll draft Bateman instead. I'm good with that. Bateman's a possibility. Maybe that breaks the stalemate since 2002, but we'll see. Barmore's interesting. The more I look at the draft, I think there's a possibility he'd be there at 29, and the Packers probably won't take him, which kind of upsets me because I want to get Kenny Clark some help. But the more I talk to scouts and personnel people, sure sounds like he's viewed as more of a second-round talent than a first-rounder. So I don't know, man. We'll see. Now watch him go 15 overall, because it really is all on the eye of the beholder, and who knows. You want me to run on stage and give Cheesehead TV a shout-out? Matt Mamba, absolutely. Wouldn't be the first time Cheesehead TV has been on the draft stage. Back in the day when it was Radio City, I accompanied Roger Goodell for a selection. That was a good time. Patrick, thanks for the super chat. Appreciate the support, buddy. Walter, thanks for the super chat. Scale of 1 to 10 likelihood our pick is a day one starter. Whew. It's all positional, right? I mean, I think corner and offensive tackle have a good shot at least competing and being a day one starter. I'll put it at 6 or 7. Let's say 7. 6. No, let's go 6. I think I'm going to go on 6. On your 1 to 10 scale, I'm going with a 6. How's that? Andy, thanks for the super chat. A lot of us, including myself, hated the Love pick. However, wouldn't he be rated the second or third quarterback in this draft? Should be a fun night. It really depends who you're talking to, Andy. I had Mike Renner on here a couple of weeks ago, and he said he would have placed Jordan Love like an 8 in this quarterback class. You hear Jordan Palmer talking about him on McAfee, and he's saying he'd be one of, if not the top pick after Lawrence at quarterback. So, you know, it really is in the eye of the beholder, as much of the draft is. I'm just happy the Packers found a young, talented quarterback to develop for not a whole lot. You look at what some of these teams are giving up. Come on. Look at the freaking 49ers gave up just to be in a position to take whoever the hell they are going to take. And there's no guarantee that whoever they end up with is going to be any more talented or pro-ready than Jordan Love is. So the Packers used a 4th rounder to move up. I'm fine with that rather than a bunch of 1st round and other picks. But I think Jordan Love, and this is the thing with the draft, you got to remember this. You guys hear me talk about projection and preach projection all the time. It's all about where guys land and their situation marrying with a projected kind of growth and where they are expected to grow as players, as physical specimens, who they're playing with, what the scheme is, the coaching staff, all of that matters, but none of it gets talked about during the draft or even the lead up to the draft. But that's literally the most important part. There are guys who could be incredible players in the NFL who could land in terrible positions. I mean, look no further than Zach Wilson. I mean, I love that kid. I think he's a bona fide stud. New York could totally ruin him. The Jets could totally ruin him. It's a possibility, you know? Fit means so much. And it's the one thing, obviously, you don't know and you can't even pretend to project. That's why we do mock drafts. But Jordan Love landing in Green Bay was a perfect fit as far as allowing him to sit and develop, not having to play right away, not being expected to play right away. Some of these other guys, you know, they're going to be talked about as, oh, they're clearly better than Jordan Love, but, you know, some of them are going to play right away. Some of them may have success. Some of them, it's not going to be pretty. And that's why I appreciate what the Packers are doing. I know some people hate it. I appreciate it. Let them develop. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Draft this weekend, then next Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern, Lebowski watch party with that bottle of whiskey Amazon sent you. Thought? it won't be on a Saturday, but we'll find the Lebowski time. It's coming, Dustin. It is coming. No doubt about it. I had major ankle surgery yesterday, in a lot of pain, but still excited for draft night. Michael, way to play through it, buddy. We'll mark you on the injury report. Good to see you playing through it, though. Jake, thanks for the super chat. Crazy to think whoever gets drafted by the Pack tonight will have a Super Bowl ring in a year. Isn't that nuts? Jake, I like the way to think. I like the cut of your jib, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Joan, how are you? Good morning. Cheers to the draft. Thanks for joining us. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Imagine how great Clark would be with help. Imagine it. Just imagine it. Imagine Kenny Clark not having to worry about being double teamed on every single fucking pass set. Like, knowing that he can get a one-on-one. Knowing that he can just fly up the field and disrupt some fools. Dustin, get me all excited. Odds that every single person is wrong about the pick tonight. Cool Pat, 429. Never tell me the odds. And yes, everyone will be wrong. Nuclear Family, thanks for the super chat. Happy draft day, Packer Nation. How much attention does Goody pay to mock drafts and consensus board? Is Goody grinding tape on someone like Pitts? Okay, well, that's two very different questions. Gutekunst pays zero attention to mock drafts or consensus. Zero. Absolute negative attention to it. As far as grinding tape on someone like Pitts, I doubt he's grinding tape, as the case may be, probably with the idea that he'll be long gone by the time the Packers are on the clock. However, I don't doubt that he's looked at him. He's going to try and look at every draft-eligible player at some point. But as he said during his press conference the other day, there's going to be guys that they select that he will not have seen live, and that rarely happens. So, he'll look at everybody, including Pitts, but it's not like he's going to be completely breaking down his game and doing a deep dive for obvious reasons. Did TMZ ask Brett Favre who we should draft? I hope not, Steven. People just need to stop asking Brett anything. Max, thanks for the super chat. So excited. So am I. Very excited. Get at Christmas time. I love it. How long does it take to see Silly Nagler tonight? Blake, sir, I'm going to be a bastion of decorum and put togetherness and reserve. Nothing but chill and reserve from yours truly tonight. I will be taking a back seat in the proceedings and letting everyone else have their fun, and I'll just simply be a stalwart traffic cop trying to guide the conversation as, deftly and quietly and with dignity as I possibly can. That's my role tonight. Matt Mamba, thanks for the super chat. Congrats to whatever young man will have the honor of sharing a locker room with Mason Crosby. You made it. Fantastic. I'm sure that's the first thing they think about when they get drafted by the Packers. Not playing for a story franchise with more championships than anyone else in history. Not getting to play with three-time MVP, Super Bowl-winning quarterback Aaron Rodgers. It's being in a locker room with Mason Crosby. No doubt about it. Dustin, thanks again. Clark gets help, and they destroy the inside. Z and Gary smashing the edges. Imagine how good the corners will look when we are winning in the trenches. That's the idea. That pass rush makes a hell of a lot of other stuff kind of, not immaterial, but a lot easier. Absolutely. 1,000%. What else we got? Are the girls excited for the day two of the draft and cheese pizza? Bubbatron, I will not be partaking in pizza night tomorrow night. First time in a long time. But the girls know the draft is on. Dad's got to work. So I will be in studio. Sans pizza. No pizza for me. Overshadow Sean, thanks for the super chat. Happy draft day. Happy draft day, buddy. Hope you're well. Nags, what is a... Oh, geez. Brandy, your thing went by real fast. What is a winning draft to you? There's no such thing as a winning draft, at least not immediately afterwards. You just let it play out. And then that's what kills everybody. Everybody has to grade it, and everyone's like, ooh, this team had a great draft. This team had a piss poor draft. And you come back a couple years later, and everybody's wrong about everything. A winning draft is you know, something that takes time to discern. Now, everyone will declare winners and losers dependent on, oh, did teams fill certain holes, areas of need, etc., which is really not what the draft should be for. It should be about long-term planning, but that's how we go about it, and that's how you'll see it splashed all over the internet after tonight, all throughout the weekend, and all next week. And I say it every year, draft grades aren't worth the pixels they're printed with. You can safely ignore every single one of them, but I know people won't. People love them, and they devour them. So I look forward to that. I may even do some draft grades just to get the cheap engagement. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. Biggest career surprise of semi-recent Packers drafts, for better or worse? Biggest career surprise of semi-recent Packers drafts? Not quite sure, Kyle. That's a very general question. Biggest career surprise? You mean like somebody who didn't make it and went on to sell insurance? Or somebody who was drafted? I'm trying to wrap my head around what you're... Career surprise. Probably Josh Jackson in the recent vintage. I thought he'd be a lot better than he's shown. And I thought he'd develop a lot more than he has. But for whatever reason, that light has just not gone on. And I don't think, you guys know, if you've listened to me for any amount of time, I am not a Jackson hater. I think he's got tons of upside still. And I think he's got qualities that you can win with. But he just has not been very consistent. And that's been the issue. So to me, that's because I thought coming out of college, I thought that kid was maybe not destined for stardom, but I thought he was going to be a real solid starter for like a decade in the NFL. And that was before I knew he was going to be a Packer. I just thought he was a really good player. And that's the trick. That's what I always talk about projection. And that's where the guys who get paid to do this, you know, they try to make their money, and sometimes they're right. And if they aren't right enough, they get fired. But you know, that's one where I'm really surprised he hasn't become a better player so far. Now, who knows? Maybe the light comes on late. I'm all for it. But so far, that would be a surprise in recent draft vintage. Going to slam a few drafts in honor of the draft, Daniel. I like how you're thinking. It's good. Ready for the draft and the Bears still suck. I like that. Do you think the first pick is somebody we didn't meet with, like Jair? Possible. Absolutely. I mean, I know there was a lot of stuff online about the pro days that Brian went to and guys that they met via Zoom. And there is something to it. There is definitely, you know, you can kind of tell, all right, yeah, maybe there's a guy they're really interested in because they've touched base with him several times. But as you point out, they didn't touch Jair outside of the combine, that entire draft process. They didn't, you know, meet with him once. They didn't bring him in. They didn't go to his pro day, nothing. So some of it's smokescreen, some of it's legit, and you never know which is which. And that's kind of the fun of it. You know, but that's why I tell people, like, during the draft process, when they meet with people, go to pro days, whatever, like, yeah, that's their job. And you shouldn't read too much into it. Absolutely. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Over under that Goodell gets booed walking on the stage for pick one, even after last year's no live draft. Oh, Goodell is getting booed. There is zero question about that. Like, take the under on whatever that is. Mitchell, thanks for the super chat. Speaking of Crosby, when do you think the team will start preparing to move on from him? That will be a sad day. Happy draft day. Mitchell's like, I will depress you, and then happy draft day. I think at least one more year. He just signed an extension last season, last offseason. It's always interesting, you know. It's, you know, he missed a couple extra points last year. It was stalwart on field goals as usual, but you know, for the most part, why move on from this known commodity? We've seen teams just have, you know, absolute horror shows at kicker for years, not being able to find a guy. The Packers got one. Like, just hold on to him as long as possible till the wheels come off. Oh, boy. Remember, as you watch the draft tonight, you can't trust the DIC. The draft industrial complex, 1,000,000,000%, sir. Glad to hear somebody's listening. If we can trade out and still get Asante, yes, please. Joe, I wouldn't hate it. Trade down, get another pick on day two, and still get Asante Samuel Jr., which is a real possibility that he slides out of round one. I am all for it, dude. I am in on that. Give it to me. I like it. Here's to hoping the Bears shoot themselves in the foot again tonight, too. Daniel, that's like, you know, hoping that the sun will rise tomorrow. That's going to happen. Come on. It's the Bears. We all know that. Good afternoon from Newcastle. What's up, Andy? Considering staying up for the draft, what's the time estimate for the Packers pick, presuming we stay where we're at and don't move up or down? Well, last year, the first round lasted from 7 to 11:45. It's almost 4 hours. And the Packers are picking like right at the end. So 11:30, I'll say that. Past 11:30 Eastern, and then convert that into whatever Newcastle time you got there. We're trading up and getting another Jair / Savage impact player. I'm ready. Joe, I wouldn't hate it. Ten minutes per pick tonight, Brandy. That is correct. Good morning from Grantsburg, Wisconsin. Any chance Pack trade a player to move up, i.e. Preston Smith, to move back up early in the second? No, Jeff, they're not going to trade a player. It's interesting to me that people want to get rid of Preston Smith. And you guys know this is a third rail for me. I said all offseason, everyone was talking about, everyone in the Packer blogosphere, everyone on the beat was talking about how they were cutting Preston Smith was a foregone conclusion. And I said, not so fast. He's better than you think he is. And he was much better last year towards the end of the year, the second half of the season, than you remember him being. Could somebody call? Could they make? I guess, sure. But, man, first of all, who's taking that contract? You know? If you're so hot to get rid of Preston Smith, what team is turning around going, yes, please, let me give you an asset, and also, please, can I take on this contract? I just don't see it. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Drop $20 on SC, take this and that for Pappy. Oh, well, that's, Andrew, that's really super, super nice of you. Thank you so much. Okay, but if they traded Dean Lowry, I'd be happy. Why? You'd be down another defensive lineman. They don't need to be getting rid of defensive linemen. Are you crazy? Look, I understand Dean Lowry isn't, you know, Aaron Donald, but you need ditch diggers. You need guys. You need bodies. What do they got? They get rid of Dean Lowry. What do they got? They got Tyler Lancaster. They got Kenny Clark, and they got Kiki. Then what? Come on, man. Let's go. Come on. Let's use our heads here. What time do you and Corey come on live later? We will be live at 7:50 p.m. Eastern, 6:50 Lambeau time. AJ Dillon will be with us to kick things off tonight, and we'll go throughout the entirety of the first round. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of special guests, a lot of surprises. It's going to be a good time. Lots and lots of fun. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Cheesehead TV, Packers Daily Chats. Aiden gets a super chat in right under the wire. Packers link to Elijah Moore. Thoughts? Sure. Why not? Those are always interesting. I always think those late day links, so to speak, are about much more about agents trying to pump up the name of their guys. But it could be a team trying to blow smoke as well. Or maybe the Packers actually draft him. I'll be shocked, but maybe it happens. We'll see. All right, everybody. Thanks so much. Please hit like, hit subscribe. And tonight, join us here on the socials, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch. We're going to have a lot of fun live streaming throughout the entirety of the draft. Not just tonight, but tomorrow night as well. And all day Saturday, I'm going to be growing a beard, I think is what it's going to have to happen. Please do join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. We'll see you tonight. Go Pack, go.